Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dave Dogface, I thought you were trapped under a cat. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm still trapped under a cat, but, you know, I'm not doing a video, cool. Yeah. Oh, I've got to turn the telly off.
What are you watching?
YouTube.
Oh.
that's better. Oh. Yeah, I was just going to say, it was good to see you the other day, Ian.
Thank you, man.
I know it's not easy for you to to meet up sometimes.
Yeah.
Particularly when you're bad and I'm exactly the same, but I appreciate you making the effort.
Thank you, man. It's nice to see you.
This weekend, you know, I shouldn't get on Twitter. It just annoys me at the moment, but I've been enjoying all the council results. But there are so many people saying, about the coronation that is going to be on this weekend. And what am I going to do when that's on? You're going to sit there and you're going to hate tweet for about 3 hours. That's exactly what you're going to do. It's very, very odd.
Because you don't have to, I don't think legally you have to watch it, do you?
Well, obviously we've all got swear our allegiance at whatever time it is.
We have to be on our knees for the entire day, I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Genuflecting and tugging our forelocks, but it's that thing of you can't avoid it. You can.
We've got more channels than we've ever had in our lives.
Yeah, got books.
I think Channel 4 is showing Johnny English.
They are. Yeah,
I love that film.
Channel 4's always been a bit naughty.
Daniel, I can see you calling. We'll call you back in a bit.
Yeah, and. Yeah, it's that very odd thing of, shops aren't shutting. Cinemas are still going to be open. You can go and see, there's only a better choice. You can go see the Mario film or the Guardians of the Galaxy, I think. That's all showing this weekend.
We might go and see Mario, actually.
Really? No, I'm not. No.
I have an 11 and a 13-year-old in the house.
Well, exactly. No, I'll go and see Guardians of the Galaxy, even though I'm not a massive fan of the whole Marvel,
Have you seen Dungeons & Dragons yet?
Hang on a minute. You posted yesterday when we were talking about superhero films. I remember this. I love this. Does anybody here watch adult films?
Yeah.
And now you have to see a bloody kids movie.
There's nothing else on it,
Oh, you are hoisted by your own petard.
I saw, Evil Dead Rises the other week. And
is that any good?
Yeah, I really liked it. Okay. Yeah, I really liked it. Really nasty and then... does a bit more nasty and there's some more really nasty stuff.
Love it.
It was it was really good. So was Missing, that film I saw that sort of all set on someone's an Apple Max laptop and it's all told through people surfing and there's a film before called Searching which was by a similar by the same people. Sometime at this time of year you think, all the blockbusters come out, you think, yeah, I wouldn't mind. It seems only when Oscars come round do those more interesting films get released. Otherwise, it's yeah, it's a bit kids' film, but I know I can't complain, I don't suppose. Who'd listen for a start?
You said that after literally 5 minutes of complaining. Oh, I'm so old.
Now let's discuss the fashions present at this year's Met Gala. What do you think? Who was pushing the envelope this year, as far as you're concerned?
Who was the cat? Was it Jared Leto turned up as a cat, didn't he?
Yeah, but so did Doja Cat. That was embarrassing.
All right.
But he went like full mascot and she was a sexy cat.
I'll pretend I know who Doja Cat is.
Come on, Dave.
David Byrne turned up just in a white suit and on a bicycle, I noticed.
Yes.
But sort of celebrating that horrible, disgusting, misogynist bastard sort of is.
And his millionaire cat.
Yes. Who was just a really. He's one of those sort of. There used to be another guy who used to do those sort of worst dress list, and he was a horrible sort of thin, you know, white bloke who just, just be there just to spit poison and just think, you know, oh, you're dead. Oh, that's a shame. No, not really. Is the world going to be any different? Probably not. I'm not even sure what Karl Lagerfeld ever did. Was he a fashion designer?
Yes, he was in charge of Chanel for a long time.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, it's just like I only read it because I read about his cat.
Exactly. Anything with cats in, okay, now we're interested.
But yeah, I read about his cat, and the Met Gala always sort of baffles me. What's it? What? I don't know. Well, I've got a friend at the moment working at the Metropolitan Opera, doing the sound design and the choreography.
But do they put a show on, or do they just all stand outside on the steps?
I think that's it, isn't it? They just maybe go in and. Don't eat anything because they're all,
Well, they can't. They're all winched, cinched in.
Exactly. And, it's just odd. Just oddness, I think. Well, that's about it.
Thanks for that rundown, Dave. I knew I could rely on you for the accurate reporting.
Your fashion reporter. But, yes, I went out and bought a load of records today, as usual. I got back listening to Katy Leng's Ingenue album.
Oh.
From 92, and it's really, really good. And I haven't listened to it in years and went, yes.
What's the one called with, like, Miss Chatterley? Is it called Miss
Chatterley? Yeah, that's Ingenue. That's that album.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that album. That's the only one I have of hers, and I love it.
Yeah, that's a really great album. She's so good. Yeah, she is. It's a really, really interesting album. But, other than that, no, just trying to enjoy the sunshine before it all. Yeah, it starts raining tomorrow because it's a bank holiday. But all good. But I heard, I don't know, whatever your good news and your good vibe is, I hope it continues anyway. Well,
perhaps I will tell you, Dave, but part of it is, you know, when something nice happens and you go, right, this can't be right.
Yeah, don't jinx it.
There's going to be a hitch and I'm going to have egg on my face. And so,
Paul Simon wrote a song about that, yeah.
But also, I'm also quite enjoying the fact that something nice happened. And so I'm trying to strike that balance.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. At the moment at work, sort of everything's changing and I'll probably be leaving the contract I'm on and go on, the project I'm on and go on to something else. And it's all down to office politics and stuff I've got no control over. So it's like, well, whatever. Whatever happens, I'll still have a job at the end of it. It's just it's people playing power games and stupid schoolyard stuff, which you go... Oh, I remember why I don't want to work in an office now. But it's all good. Yeah, it's all good. All gravy.
It's nice to hear you buoyant despite life's best efforts.
Oh, well, the only way onwards is through, as they say. So,
that's correct.
We're going to do some unban requests. We've got 10 unban requests.
How many swears do you think we're going to... We could take a sweepstake.
Many swears and how many racial epithets?
I think it's going to be the odd emot.
By the way, I spent most of yesterday getting a couple of people banned on Twitter. It was, Nihal Arthur Nayaka. He was getting... Because didn't see recently he got sort of racially abused outside a pub in... was it Altrincham, I think? Okay. And this bloke sort of used sort of casual racism towards him, and he just talked about it, said how weird it was, and he got a lot of right wing people saying, "Well, go back to where you came from, etc." Which he said Essex, and and he's got continual from a couple of people, so just did a few sort of reportings, and they
it worked, did it?
So,
good.
Yeah, yeah. just little, you know, little things to make, you know, because their whole timeline was, you know, to anyone, you know, so it was just, you know, little thing. Just think, no, this is easy, mate, you know. It's, you know, I know Twitter's pretty broken, but sometimes still they do take a bit attention to that stuff. If you send about three or four in quick succession, they just go, yeah, yeah, you are a nasty bastard, we will get rid of you. So, you know, little, you know,
little victories.
Little victories is all.
All right, Dave. Speak to you later on. Chowsy chow, chows.
Hi, Dave.
Now, I've not done this before, so I'm going to click on the unban requests. So this was Carlos de Jacqueline. He ain't making my sandwich. What was that about?
I can't remember.
I do remember that.
But the only comment seems to be a heart.
Stay banned. Virtual Valium. David Babcock is a writer and a comedian. Gay man in a wig. I hope you keep this stream up and don't delete it, is the show full message afterwards. I love my nightmare, but missed the start.
That's odd.
Do you know what? I'm banned. Max Wamelot. Can we chat about the negative impacts of having the vaccine?
Here we go. Let's see what they've got to say.
I'm rather saddened by the verbal abuse I received from him.
You?
For simply asking a question. He called me many names, which was uncalled for because I held a different view. Disappointed.
Oh.
Good on, Ben.
Well, they're going to be pleasantly surprised.
No, exactly. Ian, what's your feeling about the fact that your viewing figures improve when you're going off the rails a bit? Are you not tempted, this is Ash Seek 10, tempted to invent a drama every week? After all, as you often say, it's all theatre. Let's see there. Is that just the comment?
The comment is just, hello.
Denied.
Yeah.
Toothay Oi, Ian, pick us up. Jimbo, do you think I'm his producer? What? Is it too early to request an unban? You know what? No, it's not. Yeah. Richard Whitley was an MI5 agent, gift a sub type bastard. Then I must have said something. Comment was uncalled for. His comment.
Yeah.
Though a ban was too harsh, I think. I apologise and wish the stream well. Unbanned.
Unban.
Look at how noble I am. Scottish gay bashing, no ghost hunts. Get that Ian Lee off Jack FM. He needs to be more depressed. Please unban me. Here we go. So the thing that went bad, this was during one of the Jack shows. Get that Ian Lee off Jack FM. He needs to be more depressed. Banned. Please unban me. Did not mean no harm.
No, it was a very innocent comment, that. That wasn't wishing someone ill.
Please unban me. Did not mean no harm.
That's a double negative. He did mean some harm.
Denied.
Denied for meanness.
Will the Jack FM show become a podcast? Yay, amazing. 35 minutes a week. Can you time me out, please? Oh, I banned him. Please unban. Please, can I be unbanned so I can read the messages? No, you cannot. Lonely God. Right, okay. Blue Squid. 1, 2, 3. This is one of mine. Posts a link. Then says cruel. Lonely God 182 banned Blue Squid 1, 2, 3. And it says here, link had a picture of a dick in the sand. Then the request from Blue Squid is, not sure why I'm banned.
It was for your penis.
Hey, look, Richard's just got 500 quid back from Octopus.
Nice.
As a result of this conversation and Kate for putting him in the right direction. That's brilliant news. Hey, well done. Lonely God banned Blue Squid. Link had a picture of a dick in the sand. Unbanned request is not sure why I'm banned. No, don't you dare donate any of that money, Richard. Don't you dare. You keep that and you enjoy that. Well done. Well, you live on it, I mean. So, denied. Your sleeping streams are more enjoyable. Okay, so here we go. So, hi. This is in 2020. What?
Wow.
Doubtful. Your sleeping streams are more enjoyable than this shit. Banned by Matty Stevo. I apologise. This was 3 years ago. I'm going to unban them. And they'll get sent the unban decision. That'll blow their minds.
Let's see what happens.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
There we go.
And that's us clear.
That is us clear. I don't know how I...
Until you cross the line.
So we don't... Right, so we missed Milky Daniel. So let's call Milky Daniel back.
Okay, I wonder what he's invented this week.
Probably, I reckon he's invented insaniables. And they are testicles that you can swap with other gentlemen to have different flavoured semen.
You need to take that to the dragons.
That's not bad, is it, actually?
They'd love that.
Good evening, Mr. Milky.
Which one do you think we'd invest?
Hello.
Oh, do you know
I'm
what?
I'm just having a little problem. Let me just switch off.
Just a little one. Stephen thingy.
Tuka and Stephen would team up.
Can you imagine that on TikTok?
Hello.
Yep.
Hi.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
Greetings.
Long time no see.
Yeah. What's happening in your life, Daniel?
You know what? I have a little story that you might find interesting.
We might. Let's hear it.
So... One of these days in the morning, so I just switch on the computer and I was seeing some news, and it shows up like Fiona Bruce, like on a website with news and saying with the title, BBC Antiques Roadshow passes away or something like that. Like,
so Fiona Bruce, BBC Antiques Roadshow presenter, passes away.
Yeah, let me explain it. So I saw this. I saw a photo.
You know we can't see you, right?
No, let me explain. Let me see. So I see a photo and with a headline saying
Daniel,
something
we
about
can't
it.
See you. Are you in hiding?
No, I can't put the camera. It's just that
let's
see. Tommy says there's a weird lag. Anyone else getting a weird lag?
Here we go.
Sorry, my
hair.
So what I was saying, like, so I was, you know, I saw the headline and her photo, and I said, "Oh my God, Fiona Bruce passed away." And then I was rushing. I couldn't read the news, so I was for a long time. I said, "Oh, what a pity, Fiona Bruce passed away." All this thing, the BBC Antiques Roadshow presenters. Then I came back to the computer. I said, "Oh, was some other BBC Antiques Roadshow presenter?" Not Fiona Bruce. So I said, oh. So I was like for like half an hour so thinking, oh, she passed away. And then yeah, it was someone else.
Was it Arthur Negus?
Yes, in this lady, yeah.
Okay.
So
I don't think it was. I think he's just saying yes to humor.
So Fiona Bruce is alive.
Yeah, this
Arthur Negus is dead.
2-3 weeks ago.
Okay.
But this lads that very
I'm just what I'm gonna do, guys. We've got a lot of people watching this who know how to use the internet. They really know how to kind of duck in and out and find stuff on the internet faster than certainly we could. I'm asking you, TLNA team, can you go please and find out
who's dead,
if Fiona Bruce is alive? Let's start with one at a time. Let's find out if Fiona Bruce is dead first. Go out and let us know, please. We'll just wait.
It's okay, Daniel. We'll find out for sure in a second.
We'll just wait. Yeah.
And you know what? I want to tell you something.
You've got great teeth.
Long time ago, you would be very helpful, like at night, sometimes when you cannot sleep and you can listen to the radio. And when you were part of a talk show, like talk radio show, And it was very helpful, like sometimes being able to participate, and sometimes when you feel a bit disconnected and you want to say your ideas or something, and you were a very important part of my life these periods, and I really felt a lot sorry when you, you know, when you were made redundant or something on the radio. And yeah, you're definitely part of my life. You have a very special place in my heart.
Do you know what, Daniel? I was not expecting. I was not expecting you to say that, and that has connected on a. I'm not feeling very good right this precise second, and hearing you say that is very, very beautiful, and is a little reminder from the universe for me of some of the things that are important. That means a lot that you shared that. Thank you.
And also, you know, you may think this is a kind of a joke, but it's true. Like, I really believe that Catherine would be an amazing BBC chairman, like that she would be amazing in, you know, making the TV much more, you know, because sometimes, you know, even in the United States, like the TVs, they have so much advertisement, and BBC does a good job in it, that doesn't have advertisement, it has good content. But I think sometimes, for instance, with the things like Extinction Rebellion, they don't give enough coverage, and, you know, so I think Catherine would be doing an amazing job in terms of maintaining the heritage and the archive.
I agree. It'll be my turn soon enough. They seem to be going through them, don't they? Firing people.
What are you doing at the moment, Daniel? Where are you in life?
So I live on benefits because of my mental health condition to do with autism and autistic spectrum. And so I was reading this little book called I Think I Might Be Autistic. And I said, oh, this is exactly me, like this awkward socially and a lot of things. So I read the book and I did go through like 220 or 400 questions, something like that. And I did go through every single one. Try to be as honest as possible to myself. And I said, my God, this is it. Like, this book seems that it was done, written exactly like what I needed to read. Like, and I love so much that book. I think I might be autistic. And it's such an amazing little book. Like, so I did study computer science and engineering, and I have a bachelor from London South Bank University in Elephant and Cass. And I did work for some time, like as a web developer and online gambling games and stuff, but not really thinking that would be long-term thing because I, you know, sometimes even the manager would call me and say, you know, Daniel, you are a great professional. You have a lot of virtues, but on the other hand, nobody wants to work with you.
Oh. What did that feel like hearing that?
I mean, it's not easy, right?
That's a tough thing to say and to hear. An awful thing to hear.
Of course. And also, I did go to so many job interviews. And, you know, I have so many stories with job interviews. I mean, you can't even imagine. I mean, it's really... I cannot explain. I mean, it's so deep.
I have always, and listen, sometimes we tease each other. You tease us, we tease you. However, I have always enjoyed your phone calls. Some of them, honestly, I've not understood. And I've enjoyed those ones the most. And some of your ideas I think are crazy, but I some of them I think are actually bob on. And I have always enjoyed your phone calls, and it is always been it was a pleasure when your name popped up in the chat, and Lonely God saw it and went, "Oh, it's Milky Daniel."
You know, like the big boy cat that says, "Okay, he's lovely."
It's so nice to see you, Daniel.
We do have a question: have you got any backdoor codes for any gambling websites?
I think. There's a website called Bug Me Not that gives passwords or something.
Is there a way I can go on, what's it called? Fresh Bet. What's it called?
Betfreds.
Betfresh. Can we go on there and win? Can you guarantee us to win money?
The best way to win is like to play on the United States Green Lottery. You know?
Well, what are the chances of that?
Because if you win, you can go to live in the United States.
Oh, the green card lottery. But I don't want... No, that would be a terrible prize for me. My house is here. That would be the worst possible prize.
I cannot live in the United States because I've been on Section 3 of the Mental Health Act and the United States doesn't accept me.
So hang on, let's just... I know we're coming to an end. However, struggling to get work on benefits, told that awful, awful thing by someone who's completely horrible. So how are this precise second in time, Daniel, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fairly well. Fairly well. I'm loving my experience of life. And I spend my days with ChatGPT and with Reddit. And
with AI.
And I've read it like social network. And,
okay, so you're talking to real people as well.
Oh yeah,
good.
Yeah,
good.
Real people. But also, I go a lot out sometimes with my cubic frame to explain cubic postcode to different people.
Who do you go and explain it to?
So, for instance, in New Year's Eve, actually, I ended up in a mental health institution, but I was with my cubic frame. And it was a luminous, very bright light cubic frame. It's just a cube, like a globe, but it's a cubic frame. And New Year's Eve, I was like for 3, 4, 5 days without coming home. And thousands of people said, and now with Extinction Rebellion protests, I also was out there with my cubic frame. And today I may go to King's Cross also with my
cubic frame. You do it.
And I have the business card saying cubicpostcode.com.
Daniel, stay in touch.
All the best. Say hello to Big Cat, to Big Boy.
I will do. I'm going to go because there's a knock at the door. Daniel, I'll see you
nice
later on.
Nice to see
you.
I'm just seeing if I can see Big Boy. Yes, and that Daniel bye-bye. Says hi. Daniel says, okay, Big Boy. I learned more about Daniel in the last 10 minutes than I knew before. And we've spoken to him for years and years and years. So nice to hear from you again, Daniel. And you were a lot clearer. And I hope we don't take this as an insult, but you were a lot clearer than you've been for a long, long time. So whatever you're doing, it's got to be a positive thing. And I love the fact that you read that book and found some recognition and some comfort in realizing that that you may be different, but you're just playing with a different paint palette. I think it was a call and a half. Was anyone else feel a little bit emotional about the way that was? So strange. So strange that we'd never seen that side of Daniel before. Thought we knew it. Yeah, what's that saying? So nice to see Milky Daniel. That was a call and a half. Lovely guy. Thanks, Nelly. I know you spotted it too. And Agent Peach, so good to see you, Daniel. So, Daniel, if you're still there, you have been welcomed back with as open arms as possible here. And we have checked. Fiona Bruce is still alive. Moreni said, I filled up. Remember him from the talk calls. Yeah. He's right, though. Human connection makes all the difference. We all need it.
Why don't you both go out tonight for drinks in the dark? You need a laugh. I can't. My back is absolutely effed.
And I'm so tired. Yeah.
So, but thank you, Pano Chocolat.
Oh, that's a good shout. We shall maybe put that off for another time.
I appreciate it. There we go. There's Daniel. I appreciate
Thank you, Daniel. You're thanking us. Thank you.
A pajama speed is there. If anybody is interested.
Hey, here's the thing, Daniel. Someone in the chat is already saying that they'd hire you in a second. I really hate the fact that someone spoke to you like that. I don't even think it's legal to speak to someone like that. But unfortunately, they do it in a way that means that that it has consequences for you and your confidence. I think that's awful. I'm so sorry that happened. But you're bright. You're bright and you have some brilliant ideas. And I love the fact that you are so passionate about them. I love it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.